Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Dungeon Death Sentence, where we have the duty to decide who is on the wrong end of the disputes between DMs and their players. My name is Coop, and with me today is Engines the Stone.
Yo, what's up? Hey, how's it going?
And Onyx Robots.
Hi.
It's far too excited.
At least you bring a lot of energy to this. I really appreciate
it. Yes, let's kill some people!
I think that's just me, naturally.
Okay.
Always up for a slaughter.
That's it.
Yes.
Okay, so scenario number one. Newbie Havoc. So, as far as I understand it, this is just a group of people, all of which were taking a class together. One of them wanted to make a D&D campaign, and a lot of people who had never actually played before really wanted to join. Mm. In the end, they ended up getting 10 people together, but two quit after the first round because they didn't really like vibe with the whole setup in game. There was no hard feelings or anything like that. They're just like, meh, maybe this isn't for us, and they decided to quit. So the DM and an experienced player had worked to create an idea of kind of like a PvP style game where there's two teams, with two people as like team captains, and it was just kind of like good versus evil kind of thing, apparently. I'm not too sure how exactly it's set up because it never actually went into that. But apparently the catch was that nobody really knew it was good versus evil. It was actually just like the captain's jobs to recruit players to their own sides in order to actually just like get that point across, I guess. I don't know. They set it up very weirdly by the sounds of it. So it ended up with a 4v4 kind of thing. And apparently started taking a downhill spiral after the first, like, day or so. Because the one experienced player was playing a paladin and apparently was spending more time on taking notes and than actually, like, playing the game. And his team started feeling like he was, like, abandoning them a bit.
Aww.
Because he apparently provided no leadership or help or anything like that. And then the wizard on that team didn't really know how to play wizard, apparently. And acted as if, like, her wizard actually knew, like, all of the spells in the player handbook at her level. Also apparently buffed certain spells, ignored charging times, used multiple spells at the same time, making stuff up, apparently.
Nice. And creativity.
Yeah, exactly. The kind of stuff we want to see in our D&D players, you know? Lots of creativity. So apparently the DM and the other team is just letting this slide because despite all of this, the other team is actually still winning, like, their battles and their matchups and stuff like that. So the DM's just like, well, if they want to boost up their stuff, why not? But the wizard eventually ends up starting to claim that the other team, the evil team, is, like, too overpowered. They made their characters too OP because they're literally picking off the other group, like, one by one continuously. But then when people started scrutinizing, like, the wizard's, like, spells and character sheet, like, it's all in person. She refused to show anyone. She's being real sketchy about it, apparently. And then was starting to cry to the DM that, like, she needs, and like, more things to help them out. She wanted a pet dragon, which the DM agreed to, apparently. But that doesn't actually come into play until, like, after the scenario. So the dragon wasn't actually a part of the game. And but the DMs agreed to it, apparently. So Jesus. That's fun. And so, then this girl started getting the... It was starting to, like, badger the DM to have the other team just roll for everything. Even things they didn't normally roll for. The other team was playing along because they're just like, well, you guys are still losing with the whole scenario overall, so why not? We'll go for it. And then the DM started, like, shutting down some of the evil team strategies because he's just like, no, if you do that, you're just going to kill all of the other team, and I, like, we want this to be fun. And then apparently the DM also allowed, like, the wizard from the good team to cast Minor Illusion to create a life-size dragon.
Nice.
You know, real sounds and scary stuff and all that kind of stuff.
It's minor, right?
Yeah, it's just minor, right? It's just a minor massive dragon. Yeah, the wizard then starts to metagame and plot things for, like, the opponents where she would not, like, where her character would not actually know that those characters should be, and started, like, attacking them like that. And so this has led to a whole kerfuffle and led to several of the players just, like, quitting that campaign. So, yeah. At this point, I just kind of pass this to you two. What do you guys think about this scenario? Do you think it was the DM at fault for allowing all of this? Or do you think it's, like, the wizard's fault for just taking everything way too far?
I think the wizard is a pain in the ass for being a bit of a sore loser, but the DM's meant to be the one in charge of the game, and yeah, there's definitely some major faults going on there.
Yeah, at the end of the day, as a DM, you're the one who's supposed to be having a handle on your fucking game, and whenever you're letting another player walk all over you, or you're potentially being a simp... You know,
yeah, that's what it sounds like, isn't it?
Woman wants this, I give woman this. That's very unfair to all of your players and just ruins the fun for everyone else.
Mm.
So, and whatever. End of the day, the DM letting this chick get what she wanted promoted her to want more, right?
Yeah.
So, this is entirely on the DM. For promoting this kind of shitty behavior and causing the rest of his players to quit.
I'm unsure that playing a 4v4 is even, like, a fun thing in D&D to do. Depending on how he set it up anyway. But, like, to me it doesn't sound very appealing. The whole point is that you go through a story. You know, you go on a journey. How are you doing that if you're just basically playing a Royal Rumble?
it's a Royal Rumble against good versus evil. I'm guessing the evil team was just like, oh yeah, we can just do all this stuff, and we're just smoking their asses for it.
I mean, that's basically what they were doing, according to the
just
posts.
Laughing our asses off the whole time.
Yeah, I'd say DM is the issue.
Because DM Chucklefuck over there is like, I'll just let her do whatever she wants.
I mean,
yeah,
fair play, he
really
tried.
Funny
Like, he tried to run something, but it just fucked up. Mostly because of classic simp behavior.
Yes.
As Onyx pointed out. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree. It's funny because with the actual post, it literally starts off with, like, this is not the DM's fault at all. He just didn't know what to do with this one really bad player. And I'm just like, this is a new player who has no idea what he's doing. Not to mention that most, except for what looks to be two people, know how to play D&D. So I'm like, I don't blame the new people at all. They're being pains in the ass, sure, but it's like, as Onyx already said, the DM's supposed to have a handle over the game.
Yeah.
It's supposed to teach, to guide, to actually enforce, you know, rules and stuff like that. And if he's not doing that, of course this person's going to be a pain in the ass.
And, of course, him even, like, doing a huge PvP campaign sort of deal was a terrible idea. Not beating around the bush. That was just awful. Awful idea.
So glad we all agree on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, hang the DM.
I was gonna say, is it death by simping? Like, how would you even...
death by...
4v1?
Yeah.
Death by Royal Rumble.
Death by Royal Rumble.
Do it.
Yeah.
Alright. I think that was pretty unanimous, actually.
Yeah.
Mm. It's amazing how unanimous it is when there's only three of us.
Don't simp. Don't simp for players. End of the game.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I like... So, personally for me, when I was running my IRL sessions, I actually have my missus there. She's in the campaign. Mm-hmm. I actually told her to her face, I have to treat you a little bit worse than everyone else. Because if I... Because it's not right. I can't be shown to give you too much of the good stuff, because then it's going to look like I'm favoriting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that guy is definitely favoriting.
Mm-hmm.
You have to kind of, like, make sure that you've got it in check before. You don't want to go too far down the line and then a player turns around and be like, but you're always giving her the good stuff because, you know, you two are in good. It's like, I just went, no, listen here. This one's my bitch, but she ain't getting no special treatment. Just so we know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just best for the game to just have that out there straight away.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Next.
Right. Yeah. Scenario number two.
Scenario number two. Just don't use Craigslist.
Oh my god.
So, a guy decided, I'm guessing in desperation, to post an ad on Craigslist to see if he could get a group together for D&D. Took a couple weeks, but eventually got enough people. And they were all living around the same area, so they actually decided to meet up in person.
Fair.
One guy insisted on being the DM, apparently citing years of experience and familiarity with the material, and they apparently were playing Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 2nd Edition, because that's what they had access to. I'm not actually familiar with that one, so,
Thacko, my man. That's where Thacko comes from.
Anyway, so they meet up in person in, like, a lounge, coffee shop kind of area, and they start playing. It's apparently an eclectic bunch, apparently, except for the DM, who's, like, described as, like, a very stereotypical D&D geek.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently making people uncomfortable.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so that's always a great start to the story. They all made players beforehand, so they could just jump right into the gameplay, which is awesome. They were summoned to a castle to meet the king, and it's also at this point that the DM informs him that he's got his own player that he's also going to add to the party as well, which they were all fine with. So they meet with the king, and then the queen shows up and starts showering, you know, the DM's character with, like, praise, calling them a hero of the land, exhorting its accomplishments, and it's basically just awkward for a few minutes as his DM is literally talking about how awesome his character is.
Kill him. Kill him right the fuck now. I don't even need to hear the rest of the fucking... I'll let you finish, but kill him. Oh my god.
But can you kill him?
Oh no.
So in the end, you know, the party goes on a quest to investigate a nearby mine, and it turns out that the DM's character is like a level 20 paladin, while the rest are like level 1, and proceeds to annihilate all the enemies in the mine, including like a one-shot demon prince, a boss, whatever the hell they had, and all the rest of the group did was like watch. And then the party just kind of goes like, okay, well, I guess we go back to the castle and tell the king they cleared the mine. And when the king comes out, the DM's character kills the king, apparently then proceeds to make sweet love to the queen, declares himself as the new king, and then offers up the group a new quest. So it's at this point that most all the players just, like, got up and left, because they're just like, this is like the D&D equivalent to, like, a guy inviting you over to his house, and then forcing you to watch him, like, do whatever the hell he enjoys for 45 minutes.
Masturbate.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy basically... Masturbate. Years of experience as a GM. No, years of experience of self... fellatioing.
Self-pleasuring.
Yeah, gosh. That's fucked up.
Does. Yeah.
I've heard this one before.
Really?
Yeah. I've heard this one before, actually. And even then I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Look, I've always had the opinion that self-insert PCs are always not a good thing. Unless you really know what you're doing. Because as a DM, you have an attachment to said DM PC because you made that character. I've done it one time. Did it one time in a Pathfinder game, and I didn't try to insert the character right as a badass hero. I put them as just like another regular NPC, but with a little more information to help the party, right? Because I figured, hey, the party was going to need a little bit of an extra push. So give them somebody who understood an extra language or had some extra knowledge on something that others didn't. Like, in this one game I've been running, was running, I made him a book goblin. Basically, this character had all the knowledge skills, right? So in the middle of a combat, they could look in their book and give the party useful hints, right? Because it was like a party of three people, and in a Pathfinder game, that's kind of difficult to manage sometimes. But yeah, no, fuck this DM, kill him.
It's kind of funny, because I think, like, if the DM had started off with, like, the final thing, where it's just like, his character just comes up, kills the king, and then all of a sudden gives the party a quest. I'm like, I feel like that could have been, like, an interesting twist. But to, like, put all of your players through that grueling, like, 45-minute session of, like, just the DM playing by himself, like, what is the point?
Yep. I've done DMTCs before. Quite a few times, because I've always ended up struggling to find like a fourth player for a lot of sessions. But generally, I just try and keep them as a bit of cannon fodder. They don't help with much in the way of like giving information, because I don't want the other players to turn around and be like, hey, DMPC, what do you think? Because obviously, if you're playing your character properly, but I don't want them to use it as like a scapegoat or anything like that. They can't abuse the amount of knowledge this character should or might know. So they're generally, my DMPCs are useless. They're either big and dumb or absolutely insane. Can't help. You know, the characters still have to, the players still have to think. But so I never try and like overtake the show, and like Onyx says, I never made them a badass, big badass doing that. If you were going to use that as a way of furthering the story, I could kind of see it, but then just make him an NPC. Make him this great NPC that everyone looks up to, and he does things, and he's a big integral part of the story, or something. Don't make him a character you're playing while DMing that's, well, fucking god-tier level that you just decide that you're just going to... Yeah, basically, like, masturbate for 45 minutes before your players get fed up and leave.
Also, don't go to Craigslist to look for players. Why go to Craigslist?
Or DMs.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
It's just such a terrible idea.
It's awful.
Yeah, so I'd say hang him. Definitely hang him.
Also, he would have lost his paladin powers because he did a really fucking evil act by killing the king and then banging his wife.
It's true. So, that is
That's
true.
A good point, actually. Yeah.
But he's also the DM, so screw you guys.
Kill him.
Yeah. Get gone.
Yeah, sounds good. So, scenario number 3. 5-minute characters. So, a player is making a character, a halfling rogue, level 2. It's basically the start of a new campaign, as far as I understand it. This rogue belongs to the Thieves Guild in the city that they're starting in, and he's going to the armory to buy studded leather armor.
Nice.
The GM states that this is a city, and it's... I really don't understand this comment that it's apparently racist to non-humans and thieves to buy this. I don't understand that, but that's what the post said. And the player would apparently need to go to the black market to actually buy a studded leather piece of armor if he wanted it. Which, for some reason, is not run by the Thieves Guild, but whatever. So the player proceeds to go to, like, the black market, which has its entrance in a sewer. Player gets down there, fails a perception check, and all of a sudden there's a death hound in front of him. he does another perception check to try to find an escape route. Crit succeeds and finds one, but then crit fails on his attempt to actually get there. And then the DM ruled the character unconscious and then died because, there's a death hound there. At the entrance to a black market, which is a well-traveled area that just happens to have a death hound. 5 minutes into the game.
What the fuck is a death hound?
Nasty.
Nasty.
Nasty bit of business. Probably
is
a little
it level 2 territory?
Yeah, what was the level of the character?
2.
Yeah, I think a death hound's a little bit out of the wheelhouse of even one of even 4 characters.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're nasty.
So this, like, did he just not want him to buy studded leather? Couldn't you just say they don't sell it? I mean, what is the fucking point of taking him through a rigmarole of trying to, like, get into this black market, which is underground in a sewer system, which is ridiculous in fucking medieval times anyway, but whatever, we won't even get onto that, because I like sewer systems, but you introduce a death hound that's just in there, I just chilling.
Yeah.
Just tell him you can't get it here.
Oh yeah, they're a two-headed animal.
Fuck.
Yeah, two-headed, well, actually, they're a CR level 1. Way too much for a level... Well, depending on what game you're playing, but for a level 2, this thing is a murder machine. Oof. Especially if it's a rogue. Sure, you can cunning in action all you want to, but at the end of the day, you're gonna get your shit rocked.
Yeah. Exactly. Apparently, that's the first time that something like this happened, too. They also made, like, as a new character, like, a variant human monk that was sailing into the town then, but apparently was dropped, like, 50 miles out of town, even though the town he was going to had a port, according to this guy. So the guy's just like, well, whatever, my monk has the mobile feet, so with 50 feet of movement per, like, 10 seconds, he'll get there eventually. So he starts going in there, encounters, like, 3 giant ferrets, and apparently minions from them. They all attack, almost kill him in a single turn, and so he's just like, cool, I'm gonna disengage and run the fuck away. apparently then gets called a pussy by the DM and another player, and he's just deadpan, just like, there's six of them, almost killed my second character in one turn, and, like, my guy's alone in the wilderness with no help. He's like, I'm running. The hell do you want from me?
Oh, what the hell is this? Have they just got something against this player or something? It's just like, here's your second character in the same session. I'ma kill this one too. Does he get off on killing characters? Or...
I mean, maybe.
Why the
I'm not too sure.
Fuck is the player 50 miles outside of town?
Yeah.
We're trying to progress a story
thing.
Here,
just...
not fucking have a jaunty jog. Eesh.
Well, that just seems very targeted. Like, is there any, like, anything in there written about any of the other players apart from them calling this guy a pussy?
Not really.
Like, so you could assume that they had an easy time of it.
That would be my guess, yes.
Wow. Just
and,
fucking wow.
Yeah. And I'm guessing that the city is, like, the main meeting point, because otherwise the monk wouldn't have bothered actually heading back into the city, so...
Yeah. fucking, ugh.
Also, I gotta imagine that the other player was like, well, I'll just get one of you all to buy me some studded leather armor, right? And
yeah.
Probably the DM said, no, you can't do that. Because if they see you wearing studded leather armor, they'll get all pissy and stuff. And I'm like...
Yeah, you're not making it fun if that's the way that your player is introduced to the campaign.
Nope.
No, not
twice
at all.
Over.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Like, if you get my heads up saying this is quite a brutal game, to be fair, if you just put one foot out of line, you're gonna die, probably. Then okay, I get it. But... in a normal game, don't kill somebody's character on session one. Because you give him an enemy that he couldn't possibly defeat. And then try it again a second time. Yeah, not happy about that. At all.
Yeah.
Jesus.
DM gets ripped apart by a death hound. Gets brought back to life as a new person. And then gets beat up by giant ferrets. We killed 3 DMs today because all of them were assholes. What the fuck?
Yep. I know.
Or incompetent.
DM's day.
It's the DM's day.
Fucking hell, man.
Isn't it? Yeah. A lot of them felt so heavy. What the fuck is wrong with people? The whole point of D&D is story, enjoying time with your friends, or strangers in some cases. You know? Not... It's sharing an experience. Don't be a dick. Wow.
Yeah, and so many of these stories are with, like, new players, too, so it's just like, why does this always need to go so wrong with new players?
I don't know.
Why can't you just let them be?
Sure, I might butt heads with Sky sometimes, but that doesn't mean I hate his guts or anything. We just like to razzle each other's feathers. But it's all, at the end of the day, collective storytelling.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. And that's it. That's my final scenario. So yeah, all DMs perished.
Go get drunk at a party now.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Gonna have to. I'll drink my sorries away.
Alright, thank you everybody for joining us for another episode of Dungeon Death Sentence, and a special thank you to Engines and Onyx for joining me today.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you'd be doing this on your own without us.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting DDS, I want to see it.
Coop's episode.
What do you think, Coop? Well, Coop, I think this. How about you, Coop? What do you think?
Well, I DM Coop. Have my opinions, but of course, Player Coop over here disagrees with me entirely.
Yeah. Love it.
Jesus. I need to just set that up and, like, send it to Sky, no context, and then just be, like, episode 15.
Oh, all right, I'm going to hit the stop button now.
All right, goodbye, buddy.
Bye.